I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the middle of a pandemic, many Christians have been only able to communicate via digital means. Now, a new law in Iran may prevent believers from even that contact. During a recent webinar interview, Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran explained,
Iran is calling our ministries and others of introducing deviant psychological manipulation or propaganda contrary to Islam, whether in real or virtual space. They are now labeled as sects and punished with imprisonment, flogging, fines, or even death sentence.
In other words, any religion, counseling, or teaching that contradicts Islam in any way could be labeled as criminal. So pray that Iranian officials would make fewer exclusive decisions. Pray that the body of Christ would stay informed about the reality of persecution. And it's hard to share the gospel when people think that they're already Christians. This is a problem Christians in partnership with Slavic Gospel Association often encounter. Eric Mock says many Russians consider themselves to be part of the Russian Orthodox Church, the largest denomination in the country.
They call themselves Christian because they call themselves Russian. It is very similar to what we see in America, where the numbers are close to 71% of America calls themselves Christian.
But fewer of these people have any connection to the church or any grasp of the historic Christian faith. Instead, many see Christianity as an ethnic or national identity. SGA encounters similar resistance in Muslim-majority nations. Pray that the church would grow in these countries and that the hope of Jesus Christ would replace religious nationalism. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.